I know exactly where I hid the pipe and the pipe tobacco in the place where we used to play tackle football at the corner of Reno Street and Connecticut Avenue in Rochester, Pennsylvania. And that high grass, which is against the wall, they couldn't cut with those weed killers. That's where I hid it. But I knew if I didn't make that firm purpose of amendment to give that pipe and pipe tobacco, that sin would not be taken away. So I gave it up then. I'm so glad I did, because I would have been dead long ago, smoking like that. Just remember the firm purpose of amendment. God always forgives. Man sometimes forgives. Nature never forgives. And if you and I try to suppress our guilt down into the unconscious or the subconscious or somewhere on the fringe of consciousness, sooner or later that guilt will assert itself in some bizarre form of behavior or other. Guilt will always out. No exceptions. None. There's a psychiatrist in Pittsburgh working out of St. Francis Hospital there. Non-Catholic, too. This was a few years ago. He said if his clients over the years could have gained a deep and abiding Catholic faith, he said most of us psychiatrists would have to go out of business. That sounds like an exaggeration, doesn't it? And then I hear Carl Gustav Jung. Do you know that name? That's a bigger name in psychiatry than Sigmund Freud. Carl Gustav Jung said he treated thousands and thousands of patients with mental, emotional, psychological disorders. But he said in all the years of his practice and teaching, he could remember treating only 5 or 6 believing Catholics. Isn't that something? Now, over in Papua New Guinea, where I spent 14 years, we found a tribe over there, the most primitive people in the world, who, when they have guilt on their consciences, go out into the bush and find a special type tree and actually confess their sins to the tree in order to get relief. Sometimes we wish we could do something like that. Go out in here into the bush of Jefferson County, now find a tree, preferably a dead tree, one that wouldn't talk back to us. Dump our load like a load of manure, and then off free as a bird. But our God, this God revealed by Jesus Christ, was the greatest psychologist, the supreme psychiatrist, who really knows the needs of the human heart. And that's why he gave us this sacrament. Do you remember the occasion? Easter Sunday night. He went among the apostles after he had risen from the dead. Peace be with you. He breathed on them. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. Retain means not to forgive. Therefore, to forgive or not to forgive depends upon a judgment. Who can make a judgment but a judge? Somebody has an ear to hear. And this is why we have, why we keep our auricular confession. We put our sins into the ear of another human being who, in the name and power of Jesus Christ, is able to wipe away the crusted filth of decades. And St. Augustine, I don't know if you know St. Augustine, I think he's the brightest man in all of Christianity. I think he even dwarfs Thomas Aquinas. I'd like to say that in front of Father Lambert Greenan, who's the chaplain to the sisters, 91 years of age, and he just bought the Summa Theologica of Thomas Aquinas in Latin. He's a real scholar. But he's a Dominican, so was Thomas Aquinas. Augustine lived 900 years before Thomas Aquinas. And here's what he said. He says, for a priest to restore the life of God to a penitent in confession is a greater achievement than the creation of the world at the beginning of time. Isn't that a mouthful?